Hey.
Hi.
You and I need to talk.
You okay?
I need to know when you want to do, what time you want your Memorial Day show to air, and I want to know how long of a show you plan to do.
At least 2 or 3 hours.
Okay, maximum is 2 hours.
Okay, 2 hours in.
2 hours.
Okay.
Is your max.
We have 2 to 4, 3 to 5, 4 to 6, 5 to 7.
I'll take the first one.
2 to 4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have your song list together for me?
I'm still trying to find the titles of it, but I'll get them to you as soon as I can. I mean, I have the song titles, but I don't have the artist.
I don't need the artist so much as I need the titles.
Okay.
I can tell you who I've got them by, and that'll help.
Okay. Do you want me to put them in?
Laura wants to know if she can come in here.
Yeah, she can come in. Or, I don't care. I mean, where's she?
Anybody else?
It's up to you.
I don't mind. Fine.
It's your office.
I could be happy or be just the difference.
The more, the merrier.
Okay. Now, is that all the DJs we have?
Come on, D-Day girl. Wear your birthday dress.
Nice.
Okay, I'm assuming you weren't commenting on what I just did, Kayla.
Yes.
You were?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, yes.
Hey guys.
Hey.
So is it liberating to be in your birthday dress?
No.
Oh, would you rather be in your birthday suit?
Hey, you.
Hey, maybe we need to get her one of those leather outfits that the dominatrixes wear for her birthday.
There's me.
Oh, God, guys.
I have an idea.
What's that?
We could do our shows from, since Aaron's going to get off at 4, we could go into our shows and be off the air by 8 that night.
What is it? Oh, hold on a minute, guys. Hold on. Laura,
yeah? One project at a time. He can chill there for a second until we get done talking to us.
Okay.
Or he can not, either way.
Okay. Anyway, I've just gotten a interesting observation from a listener of Blue Streak. It just happens to be from the one who just came in, Mr. Eric. He says that the link that says about yourself, to learn more about ourselves, is not pointing to anything.
Okay, I can fix that. Give me a second.
Yes.
Wait, what do you mean?
I know why. Hold on. Somebody...
It wasn't me, because I don't know that.
It certainly wasn't me.
Probably Kevin.
Mother of God.
I'm not going to jail.
No, I didn't.
No.
I'm not going to jail. That's neither here.
I'm not going to jail for anything else.
No.
That's right. I did not do it.
I didn't do it either.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Okay, let me...
All right, Hallie, we're throwing you in jail because you aren't the one who broke it.
Yep.
And you aren't fixing it.
That's right.
I forgot. The jail is closed for the day. It's it's being remodeled.
Yes.
Laura's doggy office.
I'm going to go to Benton Jail.
Yeah.
Because you know what they give you? You know what they give you in Benton Jail?
Huh.
They Benton, Illinois Jail, they give you... tequilas for
lunch. So am I free
lunch.
To go, or what do you want me to do?
You guys.
Who lied to you? I've been there.
What? You've been to the jail in Benton?
Yeah, I spent 3 days in that motherfucker.
When? Oh. Before I knew you, or before?
Long before you knew me.
Oh.
Okay, you remember me telling you the story about the girl that I was taking care of who stole my car, went and picked up her boyfriend and took off going across through there, robbing gas stations and shit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They picked me up at my house and took me there for 3 days before they started moving me around to all the different jails, letting me prove that it wasn't me doing the driving.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I spent a month bouncing from jail to jail all over Missouri and Kansas.
What the heck?
And then I got out and had to spend 3 months getting my Social Security back.
Oh my.
Oh, good grief.
Good grief.
I lost a house over that deal.
Yeah.
Good grief. Damn.
You know,
I did not know you were in jail, dude. Wow.
Yeah, he did.
I had 2.5 years in prison, Aaron.
Wait. What'd you do?
The guy who shot me? I got charged with aggravated battery on him because I beat him and broke 33 of his bones.
Ouch.
Yeah.
33 out of 106.
Wait,
huh?
If he shot you, how did you,
After I got out of the hospital, he came back and shoved a Bowie knife in me, and that's when I beat him.
Ouch.
Mm.
He cut my pancreas in two and went out my back with a Bowie knife, and I started beating on him, and rather than calling it self-defense, they said that because I'd been in the Navy and been a SEAL, that I was therefore guilty of aggravated battery instead.
See, that's stupid.
That
makes sense.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's because I had been dating the district attorney's daughter prior to my being shot, and I broke up with her afterwards.
Oh.
You shouldn't have done that, buddy.
No kidding.
Never beat up a guy that throws a knife at you. Just
Never beat up a guy that when you broke up with the district attorney's daughter.
Yeah.
That was the key right there.
They'll come after your ass, let me tell you.
Well, you always
break up with their baby girls, they're gonna hang you high.
Yep. Well, what I would do, and if I were in that situation, I would just call the police.
Okay.
I'd be like,
Laura?
Yes?
Laura, do you need to go deal with them? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
You think she's wanting to? I'm wanting to say that,
Make
go. Go.
Did you tell me to go?
Yes, go. You're wanting to go talk to them. You keep interrupting every time one of them comes in. I know what you want.
Bye.
I threw her.
You threw her?
Could
you
throw
her? Oh!
Should we set the anonymous account to the Blue Street Radio Room since it goes in there?
No, they're all in the room. Not hanging out in the room.
Oh, well. Bye.
Bye?
But he left. Oh, hi. I'm gonna go say hi too.
Goodbye, Aaron.
Goodbye.
I'm gonna stay here.
What time did he choose? I still don't know.
2 to 4.
Okay.
I will get you the titles, or if I have some of them, I'll just put them in Dropbox.
Come on. Okay.
I'll work on that when I get home.
All right.
Thanks.
Sending.